It appears that Iran has agreed to suspend its uranium enrichment activities for the moment. That was a key demand of the United States and the European Union in their attempt to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Iran's decision came Sunday in a letter to Great Britain, France, and Germany, which had been negotiating with Tehran for weeks. NPR's Mike Schuster reports it was also confirmed in a new report on Iran's nuclear activities from the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Iran's commitment is meant to be far-reaching and open-ended, according to Hassan Rouhani, head of Iran's National Security Council, speaking in Tehran. Starting from November 22nd, Rouhani said, we will suspend our activities on two fronts, the assembly of components related to uranium enrichment and uranium conversion activities related to uranium enrichment. The letter from Iran was not made public, but in a confidential report from the International Atomic Energy Agency, which has been obtained by NPR, the agency says Iran will suspend all uranium enrichment activities, including the manufacture or import of gas centrifuge equipment, which is used to enrich uranium, the assembly, installation, testing, or operation of gas centrifuges, and all tests and production for conversion of uranium, which are preliminary steps in the process of uranium enrichment. Highly enriched uranium, traces of which have been found in Iran, can be used to manufacture nuclear weapons. American reaction has been cautious. At a news conference at the State Department to announce his resignation, Secretary of State Powell gave a slight nod of approval toward Tehran.
We have to work with our European Union friends and with the IAEA to find a solution to the Iranian nuclear program, and we have seen a little bit of progress, hopefully, over the last 24 hours.
At the regular State Department briefing, spokesman Richard Boucher noted that Iran had made a similar commitment a year ago and then reneged 6 months later.
This needs to be more than promises. This needs to be promises made and promises implemented.
And in fact, there were contradictory statements coming from Tehran. One of Iran's chief nuclear negotiators, Hussein Mousavian, hinted that Iran could at some point resume uranium enrichment activities as long as the enriched uranium was not diverted for weapons purposes.
I believe the core issue is measures, guarantees, which Iranian enrichment activities would never be diverted. We would try to reach to these objective guarantees with Europe.
Part of the negotiations with the Europeans was an offer to provide uranium fuel for nuclear power plants if Iran gives up producing the fuel itself. It is not yet clear whether Iran has gone that far. And so there remains skepticism about this agreement among arms control experts. John Wolfstall is a former Energy Department official, now at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington.
Iran has in the past negotiated agreements, promised to suspend, and then when the heat was off or attention was diverted, reopened its program. This is an opening that the United States and the Europeans need to try and exploit. But I think it's too early to tell whether Iran has truly abandoned its nuclear ambitions.
For a year, the Bush administration has been pressing the IAEA to refer the Iran issue to the UN Security Council for possible economic sanctions. Wolfstall believes Iran's move will head that off at next week's meeting of the IAEA Board of Governors in Vienna.
The Europeans, by brokering this deal, have, in my opinion, eliminated any chance that the IAEA Board of Governors or the UN Security Council is going to try and punish Iran.
Since President Bush's re-election, speculation has increased among Iran watchers that the U.S. might decide to launch preemptive strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities if the IAEA or the Security Council does not take tougher action. At this point, there is no support in Europe for that, including Great Britain. This is British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw speaking a few days ago.
I don't see any circumstances in which military action would be justified against Iran, full stop. I think I've made that clear.
In its report, the IAEA concluded all of Iran's declared nuclear materials have been accounted for, but only continued inspections will make sure there are no other secret nuclear activities underway. Mike Schuster, NPR News.